As we return to Ebonreach, the Ebonreach Entertainment Edifice, with our heroes, quote-unquote, having battled their creatures and slain some of them, after attempting to break out of the dome, not fooling anyone at all with some boos and hisses, the Game Master Rufus summoned in an enormous death slard here to take on our compatriots. And as this death slard looked across at Charles, having cast tried to cast a spell on him, the death slard is immediately going to inhale. As it inhales, you watch as a billow of fire builds, and it is going to drop a fireball on the beholder and the hook horror there. As he does, I'll get a DC 15 dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh my gosh.
Or suffer the wrath of 8d6.
DC 15. Okay, so the hook horror passes.
Nice.
The beholder zombie, however, does not, with a 3 minus 1.
Okay, that is going to be 10, 20, 32 points of fire damage, halved to 16 for the hook horror.
Yeah.
As the fireball goes off, the crowd cheer. The death slide raises its head and kind of roars. How's the beholder looking?
The sizzle and pop that you hear as this eyeball stalk goes, and then another one, and then another one, and finally, as the beholder zombie would die. However,
yes.
It will make a constitution saving.
Yeah, what's the DC there? 32 points of damage?
Of 5 plus the damage taken.
Okay, so a saving throw of nat 20.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this out on the open, on the table.
Yes, I love this. The beholder zombie perishes. As the beholder zombie perishes, shall the Umber Hulk get rid of its frightened condition?
It shall indeed.
And would you like to add the Umber Hulk, a hasted Umber Hulk, to your, your business there? Umber Hulk, UMBERHULK. I want to see what you do with this bad boy.
I have fought them before in...
They're not fun.
No.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Henning. Henning is going to look, as he has his hasted Umber Hulk, he's going to look across at you, panicked. He's going to look at the Death Slard. He's used his last third level spell slot. He is going to dart around the... Shit, I've got no spells at all. He is going to... fuck it. He's going to try a Tasha's Hideous Laughter on the Death Slard there.
Nice.
As he throws out a Tasha's Hideous Laughter at the Death Slard, he says... What is big and black and ugly? You? And that is going to be a...
Charles kind of chuckles a little bit.
Is that a wisdom? It is a wisdom saving throw of 15. The death slard. Beautiful. The death slard kind of turns towards Henning and goes... and drops to the ground.
Oh, I love that fuck. That worked.
That's his haste gone. That's all right.
Is it a concentration
spell? Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
No, that's okay.
Falls to the ground laughing. Hang on. Intelligence of left. Yeah, he's intelligence. Fine. Yeah. Starts to fall on the ground laughing. And that is Henning. Henning is going to kind of edge around towards you. 20, 25, 30. And is very, very terrified.
Hogan, sit. Sit. Good boy. Relax.
Good boy, baby boy. That is going to bring us down to the Beholder's Death. That's going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk.
Who can't move or take any actions until after its next turn as this wave of lethargy sweeps over it.
Shit, that was a terrible
idea. Way to give
me
the creature and then take it away.
That was the worst thing I've ever done.
No, that's fine.
It's going to bring us down to the Hook Horror with a prone Death Slard in front of it.
Prone Death Slard in front of it. It is going to run. No, it's absolutely going to take its two attacks with advantage. And it is just going to try to unleash on this beast in front of it. Here we go. Oh, even with advantage, that's not great. Uh, 13 to
misses,
hit.
Unfortunately. Hits that hard carapace. Scrapes over.
Oh, gosh, that's much better. A dirty 19.
Dirty 19 just hits.
Whoa, shit. All right, cool. So, damaging.
And a third attack for the haste.
All right, we'll do the third attack in just a second, sorry. So, 3, 4, 8 points of damage on that one there.
Nice.
And third attack. That's better. It's 18 plus 6.
We're 18 good. Plus 6 definitely hits. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, 14. There we go. That's 14 better. Points of damage. Yeah,
yeah. Nice. 14 points of damage on top of that. Nice. Beautiful. Yeah, decent chunk of this thing's hit points, but it's still hanging out there. Yeah, okay. 56 hit points have been done. Taken from it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Because it got the crit earlier, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hook horror for the win.
As this thing's giggling its ass off. So let me check. Does it take a... at the end of each of its turns, advantage on the saving throw if it's triggered by damage. Oh, okay. At the end of each of its turns, and each time it takes damage. Okay.
Oh.
So it's going to make the first one with advantage.
Yeah, okay.
That is a 10. That's a 10. That's a fail.
Yeah.
Second one. Shit. It's a 16, and it loses. Henning's just burnt his Tasha's hideous laughter. The creature is no longer incapacitated, but it is still prone with that second hit. Third hit, it is still prone there.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that's its turn.
That's its turn? Okay, beautiful.
That's the Hookora's turn.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That is going to bring us down to Charles. Back around top of the round to Charles.
Top of the round to Charles. All right, so Charles is sort of looking at this creature on the ground and thinking, God damn it, this fucking thing.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot. What did you forget?
It regenerates 10 hit points at the start of its turn.
Shit.
So it's 46 hit points down.
So it's doing okay. It's not so bad.
Shit.
Interesting.
Advantage against saving throws. I need to read this properly.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
That's an interesting one, isn't it? So, oof. Yeah, this is tricky. This is a tricky scenario.
It is. It is.
I've got a lot of just like good things to attack, like multiple things. But I'm like, my guy's right in the middle there. I can situation it so it's not going to hit so badly. What I am going to do, though, I am going to create... Oh, but that's going to... that's going to remove my concentration. See, these are the issues that you come across.
This is tough.
I'm going to go... With a mind slither again. Because this is also going to give him a negative d4 from the next saving throw it makes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, intelligence saving throw, please.
Nat 1.
Perfect. Yeah. So, he's going to take the full damage.
Beautiful.
2d6. Here we go. Oh, look at that. 6 and 6.
Oh, beautiful.
6 and 6. 12 points of damage.
Excellent.
Yes, I love that mind slither. And it has a negative d4 to its next saving throw.
Beautiful. Pop that on the table so I remember it. Excellent. Before the end of your next turn?
Before the end of my next turn.
Nice, nice, nice. As you rock its brain, the audience are kind of, they're not cheering, they're not booing. They're kind of curious about this. And you watch as the Chancellor kind of leans forward. Very good. Anything else?
I'm going to look towards Henning and just sort of be like, make a save.
I don't have many spells left. That's going to be...
You can tell we've planned this.
That's
going to
be
before,
the
right?
Slard's turn. The Slard is going to get up.
True to its name, the Death Slard is going to die.
The Death Slard is going to get up and is going to drop another fireball, this time with Henning in the blast radius there. Mm. As it blasts its second fireball, can you go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw for the hook horror? I'll make one for
Henning.
Certainly
can.
Fuck. Henning with a 4 is going to take the full damage as this fireball comes
just a
raining
14.
Down. That is a fail as well. Excellent. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hookar is not looking great.
Shit.
That's a lot of dice.
Yeah, that's going to be...
What level?
That's 8d6.
Jesus.
Yeah. 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 22, 24, 25 points of fire damage. Henning, you watch as he is charred Henning has 25 points of fire damage.
Okara's got one hit point left.
Henning has 3.
Oh, shit.
As our boys are utterly fucked by the flames, Henning screams out in pain as the crowd cheers. As that fireball goes off, the death slot is then going to turn.
Yeah.
And you've been casting spells on him.
Yeah.
He is going to... Where are we? 5, 10, 15.
Come on, Hokara.
What's Hokara's range?
5. Oh, no, 10-foot reach.
10-foot reach. Yep. It's just left his 10-foot range, I'll say. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, sure. Go ahead and make a Hokara bite attack.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 will hit. Yeah, go ahead and give me the damage there. He started his turn. I need a regen.
Oh, no. 7 points of damage.
Okay, that pretty much gets him back to where he was when he regen. Yeah.
I rolled a 2 and a 1 on the damage dice plus 4.
And as it lumbers towards you, it's kind of scraping its hand along the ground.
Yeah, just I just look
gathering
up.
A shard of...
Ah, fuck.
Yep. That is going to bring us down to Henning. Henning there looking very, very badly hurt. He is out of spell slots.
This wizard's got, like, healing, right?
He's going to look at you, and he's just going to say... You look after yourself. You save yourself. And he's going to cast...
I'm going to yell out, no, Henning!
He's going to drop a mind sliver on the creature and move it 5 feet towards me.
Oh, shit.
The mind sliver, that is a 3 on the dice. That's going to be full damage. It has 6 points of damage. It now has 2 d4s against its next saving throw. And it turns pissed off at the last thing that hit it. And Henning is kind of there, ready to go for it. That is going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk, no longer hasted, the but Umber ready Hulk, to go.
No hasting, but at the same time, no longer lethargic.
Yeah.
It's 30 feet of movement.
Let's just do the line. It's going to be easiest. Yeah, excellent. Fuck. Gets him to there. Running into the slard, looking across, seeing Henning, his you know, this is his Pikachu. Running there.
It can't reach.
It can't reach. It could use its action to get up in there. But
it will. It's going to use its full action to run, and it's going to push past the bloody hook horror, and it's going to try to...
Get up.
Try to get itself in between its master.
I'll say absolutely.
And it's just going to sort of brace itself to...
Yeah.
Can he...
The Death Slide kind of looks down at the Umber Hulk.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Can he use a reaction? Oh, he doesn't.
Doesn't have a reaction.
Doesn't have a reaction to use. Jesus. Yep. All right, Umber Hulk's just there.
Umber Hulk's just
there. Imposing. Are they similarly sized?
No, the Umber Hulk is now large. The kind of accurate.
Yeah,
huge. Large and huge. It's a big ass Umber Hulk. Death Slide that we're playing with. Yeah. Consider an enlarged.
Of course.
Yeah. The Hook Horror looks across at the Umber Hulk. They were fighting previously, but now. Mutual kind of enemy, friends. What does the Hook Horror want to do?
Well, the Hook Horror, the Hook Horror is like the lesser of... The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
At this point in time.
Yes.
And it is going to go around. It's going to shift itself around.
Yes.
And try to get some like flanking action happening.
Beautiful.
And it's going to make its 2 attacks.
Go for it.
Sweet. Merciful Jesus. 3 attacks because it is still...
It is still husted.
Husted.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nat 20.
Yes.
On the dice.
Yes.
And the other one's a 16.
Okay. We'll take that Nat 20. Give me the other one.
Second Nat 20. Second Nat 20.
Holy shit. Give me a third roll. Give me a third roll.
Oh my God.
Nat 20.
No way.
No way.
Nat 20.
Oh my goodness. That is insane.
My luck on this trip has been insane.
How much dice do you need? I want you to roll these like physically.
Each hit is 2d6.
2d6. So how many d6 do you need?
So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 12 d6.
So how many you got there?
I've got 2. I bought 2 sets of dice at the convention.
One,
that was
two,
on.
3, 4.
And so far, I've rolled... I don't even know how many nat 20s with these dice, just rolling them here.
I'm going to separate the metal ones so you don't hurt your dice, but these ones are metal and stone.
Cool.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I need one more bad bye.
Give me 20 seconds.
All right, sweet. Well, I'm just going to start rolling.
No, all at the same time.
All right, cool. All at the same time.
There we go.
You like purple.
There's purple. Yeah. Just don't roll. Yeah, don't roll the metal ones with your ones.
That's good. I'll roll them together but separately.
Here we go. Whoa. So we're looking at, was it 12d6?
12d6.
Fuck me. Let's push them all in there. That's a couple of sixes, couple of fives. Fives. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's another five over there.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay.
50 points of damage plus 4 for 54 points of damage plus another 4.
4 per hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 58. 62 points of damage.
62.
62 points of damage.
You have doubled what you already did to it with those three hits.
Oh my God.
Now at 123 points of damage dealt to it as you absolutely destroy this creature. It is hanging in there.
God, gotta love that hasted action.
You got one of my medals? No.
No. I just took these here.
Where'd it go? We're missing the metal one.
There it is.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh my God.
Oh, no!
Oh, the tea's everywhere. I'll get a towel.
No, don't worry about it. It is. The creature is looking...
That was the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me in D&D.
Three nat 20s. That is nuts.
Three nat 20s.
Telling that story to your kids.
Good thing we've got like a record of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're recording. I witnessed it, you know.
Holy fuckballs.
Good thing you bought that dice.
Yeah.
You almost weren't going to buy
I
that
almost
one.
Wasn't going to buy this one. I was only going to buy the expensive one, and then I've gone...
Those are your paladin dice. Tell me the hit combo you do with this creature.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's... The hook horror has these like crazy... pincer arms, and it's just it went for the
still
calf.
Got the quaggoth hanging off it as well.
Oh, it's still got the quaggoth hanging off it.
The quaggoth's claws kind of swing around as well.
That's the third hit. Yeah. It uses the elbow and the quaggoth's claws for the third hit, and in fact it sort of like throws it at the back, and it just kind of like with the Wolverine kind of claws of the quaggoth kind of just gets stuck into the back of its hind leg. Oh man, that was insane. And so it just tears down the back. So a big scrape and tear.
The crowd cheer, and you see a look of worry on the Chancellor's face. A look of admiration on the Chancellor's face. Little look of worry on Rufus, the voice.
Yeah, Rufus is just sort of flabbergasted with these three massive hits. I cannot believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Those massive hits against our Death's Lord. Oh, I wonder what will happen next. And you can sort of see Rufus, he kind of starts sort of playing with his hand a little bit. Like, he might be ready to do something.
He's not going to haste the fucking Death Slot, is he?
He might be doing something.
That is going to bring us back around top to Charles. The tables may have turned. We're not sure.
That's looking better.
Oh my goodness.
That's looking a little bit better now.
That is phenomenal.
Oh.
That is flawless.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
So the hook horror is low. It's looking real rough. It is hanging on by a thread, and Charles can kind of tell.
Umber Hulk hasn't been hit yet on my books.
Amazing.
Yeah,
because I kept fucking missing.
Yeah,
everyone was always frightened of him.
So he's still got 93 hit points.
This is going to be an interesting thing. I'm going to cast a different spell.
Okay,
and it's going to essentially because I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, yep. Absolutely. You drop
Maximilian's
haste.
Earthen Grasp is going to come out once more.
Yeah, baby. Why am I missing a d4? Oh, because I've got it ready.
You've got it ready to go.
Yeah.
We're just there.
2d4.
So I'm going to need a, and this is going to be an interesting thing. So, you know, I'm going to need a strength saving throw.
Strength saving throw. Okay. So here's the interesting thing. The Death Slide in its enlarged form gets a +4. So it's death save.
But it has a -4.
Yes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to roll its full.
Gotcha.
And then take away.
Now it's until the end of my next turn. So it actually has a -8.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
-2d4. I'm still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a 7, 8, 9, 10. That's an 11.
Ooh.
Before
the negatives. Oh, that's definitely
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. The Death Slide is inexplicably weakened and seems so seized here.
I love it. So
that's
incredible. This stone pillar starts to rise once more, directly in front of it, sort of between Henning and the creature. And as it rises up, it grasps the arm of the creature and drags it down. And it is going to squeeze.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's going to take some damage now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's looking hurt.
2d6 bludgeoning damage.
It's looking
and
hurt.
It is restrained.
Beautiful. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, a 5 and a 6.
You are rolling 11.
I'm on fire right
11.
Now.
This excellent, excellent, good. Excellent. Yeah, it is getting close to bruised. It is bruised, actually. Is there anything else you want to do, Charles, as the earth and grass pops up?
I am going to sort of shift around further to try to move closer to my friend, Hanning.
Don't do that.
Okay, beautiful. End of your turn. Anything else you want to do?
I'm going to look to you and say... Get out.
Henning looks at you.
Get out.
No. Thank you. We don't want to know about get out. Stop.
No,
hey, Google, stop.
Hey, Google.
Sorry, Google was. As you say get out, Henning just kind of looks at you with this look of horror and shakes his head as the slard on its turn raises its head up.
Ooh.
And just you hear a... This cloud of death seeps from its mouth, and it is casting cloud kill literally here.
Oh, fuck.
And it is going to get everyone.
Is it on itself, or is it?
It's on its. It's wherever it wants to.
Oh, wherever it wants to.
It's put it. It wants to get everyone. It is going to clip everyone there. As the cloud kill drops on it, it regains 10 hit points, but it is going to, first time on a turn. Yeah, it's going to make a con saving throw and take the damage.
Okay.
That is a 21.
Ooh.
He's going to take 5d8 halved and halved again because he's resistant to...
Shit.
Hang on. No, he's not resistant to poison. Yeah, he's not resistant to poison. So he's going to take half of... That's pretty fucking good. 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. He's going to take 22 points of damage. He's looking pretty average. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. As the cloud kill lands, he is going to back out of this cloud kill.
Okay.
And that is an attack of opportunity.
He can't because he's restrained.
He is, yes. He tries to back out, and as he does, he kind of...
It's kind of bad because I would like to act attacks of opportunity.
You watch as his eyes kind of turn to panic for a moment. That is... Oh, he has advantage on the saving throw. He rolled high anyway. So he takes half 22. So he takes 11. Beautiful. Gotcha. One. Excellent. He is looking bad, but not dead by any means. That is going to bring us down to Henning.
Now, you can also make a saving throw to try to remove the... Grasped.
Five.
No, he fails. Yep.
Henning is going to make a constitution saving throw. Okay.
Mm.
You watch as Henning looks at you, takes an inhale of this nastiness, and drops unconscious.
Oh, fuck.
Henning drops to the ground. As he drops to the ground... His Umber Hulk kind of roars furiously. Ooh, point of order.
Mm.
Charisma saving throw.
Oh.
To see if the slide actually got to do that. Ooh. We might have to turn back time here.
Hold up. He's in view of the Umber Hulk.
Yeah, he is. D8. That's a 6. That's a 6. Let's get rid of that cloud kill.
Oh.
What happens on a 6?
Oh, shit. So on a 6.
All of its movement. In a
all of its
direction.
Movement. Yeah.
I'll roll another D8. That is a 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he's going to turn.
He can't. He's restrained.
Okay. Yeah.
He's still restrained.
So he turns away regardless, but does not move. So he loses sight of the Umber Hulk, but he's still restrained. A flash of what may have happened, but he is not casting his cloud kill there.
Oh, shit. That was...
Oh, that was hairy.
He
gets that spell slot back, though. Yes. And that is going to be... Did he roll with advantage against your Earthen Grasp?
No, it's at the end of his turn.
End of his turn. Beautiful. Yep. Excellent. Well, that's going to be the end of his turn. What is the saving throw there?
16.
22.
Ooh, so he's broken free.
Broken free.
He's broken free.
Excellent. And he shakes off the confusion for the moment, but he skips a turn, essentially. Henning there, having seen a glimpse of his own death, is going to... is just going to
Oh, hold up. So, yeah. One second. To break out, the restrained target can use its action to make a strength save.
Oh, so, yeah. So, he's still restrained.
He's still restrained. So, it's not an end of the turn thing.
We're going to throw a mind sliver at him Henning. He saves, so nothing happens. Oh. Henning kind of winces and kind of puts his hand on the Umber Hulk's kind of shoulder as if to say, let's do this. That is going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk.
Mm. Oh, amazing. So that roar that it sort of let out before is still... We'll still say that he's done it.
He doesn't take that damage either,
doesn't
does he?
Take the damage, but he does.
124.
Now that he's there, he's going to shift himself around.
Yeah.
To try to give it the old stank eye, the old...
Oh, yeah.
Confusing eye again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
And he's just going to move up in front of it once more. Just like get up in its grill. Mm-hmm. Technically, would that be flanking you? No, it's not.
Nope. Too far away. But still advantage because he's restrained.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Can you restrain a giant creature? With Maximilian Irving.
Oh, shit.
Is there
actually,
a size?
Yeah,
if
it's, you know,
larger
what?
Than,
let's
if it's larger
that.
Than large, because he is larger than large.
Yeah, now that is a very good point that you've raised.
Oh. For now, we'll say he's
yeah, held, but well, it's only a medium hand.
Ooh, that's going to be a little close.
Made from compact soil, which is a creature you can see within 5 feet. The target must make a strength saving throw. I'm actually just trying to see where it says what size creature.
If it doesn't say, then...
Yeah.
If it just says a creature.
It just says one creature you can see within 5 feet of it. I mean, I'm sure...
I mean, unless the Slard doesn't have a cannot be grappled, so I'll say that that's holding him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, let us know in the comments if you disagree.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
Rule of cool.
So absolutely. A hand holding this thing in place, absolutely. Umber Hulk dashes around the front there.
Yeah, Umber Hulk's going to come in and Umber Hulk's going to just be like, fucking, and it's going to make its three attacks.
Yeah, with advantage.
With itself an advantage.
Here we go.
Fucking boom. Number one. Like a 19.
19 hits. Give me...
Plus 8.
Yeah.
Number two for the claw. Ooh, 7 plus 8.
Misses.
15 misses.
Yeah.
Mandibles. And Mandibles is going to come in for a big bite now. Oh, that's going to be a yes. That's a 15 plus 8.
15 so, plus 8. Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be 3d8 plus 10 all up.
Woo.
With one swipe and
D8.
One jump.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, this is the first time driving this car,
you've
ladies
got
and gentlemen.
Yeah,
got,
yeah, yeah.
So 3d8 plus 10, you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So we've got... 14 plus 8. You're looking at 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. Nice. Creature is not too happy with that, nice. But is hanging in there. 15 is beautiful.
Look at us using the power of friendship.
Crowd is starting to cheer once more.
Yeah. You see more bets taking place. More, bets taking more people place. Throwing money in.
Yeah. This time the bets are not between against the two friends, but
another illusory sort of creature had entered the board, and it's got Death Slard versus us now.
That brings us to the Hook Horror.
Hook Horror, oh my goodness.
Right on the back of that.
Right on the back of that. Hook Horror, right on the back of this massive amount of damage that the Hook Horror just dealt as well.
Yeah.
It's just going to do what it's been doing. Hook Horror is going to hook.
You know what? Did it miss its turn after being hasted?
Yes, it did. Oh, no, it didn't. That's just now. That's its turn now. So the Hook Horror,
yes.
Its turn is this turn.
Okay, yeah. And
yeah,
it loses its turn.
And it loses its
turn. Because you were fairly certain it was going to...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got one hit point. Like,
okay.
This thing...
Okay, yeah.
That's why I was yeah.
But it
those
might
three big hits took so much out of it. And it's just kind of like...
Absolutely. That brings us around to Charles. Charles, you and Henning look at each other. You can see that the Death Slard is... It's looking about as good as you two on a good day, maybe a little bit better.
Is that an insult? Is that an insult to me?
Yes.
Because you were 100%. Referring to me, not
you,
the character.
About Tim on a good day.
Wow.
You've got like somewhere between 25 and 45 hit points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
37. Precise. One per year,
One
right?
per year, yeah. What would you like to do?
Far out. I'm going to yell at Hanning and I'm like, got the fork back! And I'm going to sort of run this direction, and I'll basically just be like, get to the other fucking side. So I've got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Just to sort of try to skirt the rim.
Yeah,
know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Keep to the edge.
Yeah. Tease the rim.
I choose the rim. And I'm going to, as my action, I'm just going to command the earthen grasp, the hand. It's just going to crush again.
Go for it.
And it's just going to give straight damage, so I don't need to roll an attack for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me that straight damage.
All right. Two sixes.
Two sixes.
Swear to God, I'm rolling like a fucking madman right now.
That is insane.
Plus nothing, just two sixes. Six, six, 12. Bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning damage. Nice. That's great. Yeah. Hit him with the bludgeoning damage. Crush him a little bit there. As you crush him a little bit, anything else you want to do there?
You need to make a strength saving throw or take half the damage. I've just realized.
Oh, okay.
This time around, yeah. So each action I can use it to re-crush, but the strength save happens every time.
That is a 19 plus 5. Yeah.
So he only takes half damage.
Okay.
So which 6 is. Points of damage, not
6
12.
Points of damage. Okay, yeah. 12. So take that's right. 39. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. Anything else you want to do on your turn there?
No, I've moved. I've yelled at you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, first thing that's going to happen, he's going to get 10 hit points back.
Oh.
As he gets 10 hit points back, he kind of snarls and glances down and sees. He's going to close his eyes this turn.
Oh. Is he going to try to get rid of the restrained?
No. He's going to close his eyes, tilt his head back, and bellow out that cloud kill.
Mm. On himself.
Centered on himself. And this time, it does get everyone, including he. He is going to make a... he's going to make a... This could fuck him up. He's going to make a con save at advantage. That is a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, which beats his DC. He's going to take half the damage.
Okay.
5d8.
Nope.
Okay. 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 half to 11 points of damage. as he takes that, he is going to stay there in the cloud as the cloud billows out. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that is going to bring us down to Henning. This time... there's no escaping.
No escaping this. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come Henning, on, Henning.
Henning saves. However, half of 10, 17, 18, 22, half of 22 is 11 is more than enough to drop Henning Dilpin on the ground in front of his friend there. As Henning drops to the ground, he is out. That is going to bring
this
us
time,
down.
This time, not a vision, but actually happening in
actually
front
happening
of
in real life.
And Charles just yells out again, "Hang!"
We come down to the Umber Hulk. If it can make a constitution saving throw, please.
I mean, if it can, it will. However, it won't with a 9.
Oh boy. 7, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 points of poison damage.
He's going okay.
Okay, excellent. 23 points of poison damage as this cloud kill fills the area. What would it like to do?
Oh, it's the Umber Hulk's turn.
It's the Umber Hulk's turn, yeah.
All right, it's going to make its just fucking big ass attacks against him again.
Yeah,
here it's we go. It's still restrained, so it's still got advantage, correct?
Correct, yeah. Oh, hang on, is it heavily obscured, cannot see, so it is going to be a flat roll.
Heavily obscured?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang, well, it's directly in front of it, so it's just going to punch at that.
Yeah, just a flat roll.
You're right.
So
I was just going to roll all my attacks as flat rolls.
Yep.
But that's all good. I'll do 3 separate rolls.
So okay.
One. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hits.
2. Nah, that misses with a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 8. And then lastly... Ooh. Yeah, that's an 18 plus 8, so...
Okay.
The mandibles hit and the claw hits.
Beautiful. Go ahead and give me those 3d8, I believe. Plus 10.
Yeah.
As you swipe in at this creature.
Terrible.
Would you care?
Oh, no, that's a 6, not a 2. Sorry, the filigree is amazing, but the lettering looks very confusing. So 6 is 12, this one is 13, plus 10 for 23 points of damage.
23 points of damage. It is looking bloodied.
Ooh.
It is looking real bloody.
It's looking bloodied. So this Umber Hulk is just like, punch,
missed the second one and just bites out into nothingness and manages to pinch on, I'd say, to like the thorax of this creature.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is going to bring us down to the hook horror there.
Who just straight up dies. It had one hit point.
Yeah.
Even if it made it save.
Beautiful.
And just falls over backwards. And you see this like this little, those little circular wisps of cloud kind of like scatter off it as like the cloud kill kind of like kicks it.
Beautiful.
And rigor mortis is just...
As it is removed from the board, as it dies there, somewhat deteriorating the cloud kill down, that is going to bring us around to Charles. You can't see in there. It is a ball of this noxious green.
No, I can't. But what I can do...
Yeah.
Is cast...
Here we go.
Gust.
Excellent.
And I'm going to run back around this way.
Yeah.
25-30. And I'm going to cast Gust where I knew you were.
Okay, yeah.
I'm try to push away this cloud kill from that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you got a spell slot for Gust?
I do. Yeah, it's a cantrip for me.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
So it's just a strength 16. But what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to... I'm just going to try to blow away this cloud kill from that area just to see if I can still...
Yeah, I will say that you managed to blow it like off course.
Yeah.
And I'll say it comes off Henning there.
Beautiful, yeah. That was the trajectory.
Moves off, gets blown away. Excellent.
Nice. I see you on the ground and I just yell out, Henning!
Henning is out. Anything else you want to do?
That's all I got. I got no bonus actions. I don't have any. I got one sorcery point left.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're good.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the Slard. The Slard, first thing he's going to do is make a con save for the fog.
Yes.
He fails.
Nice.
Even with advantage.
Fuck you, Slard.
Oh, boy. 12. You watch as the Slard kind of leans in, sees Henning, kind of detects that Henning's down, and as he leans down to get to Henning, you watch as he and just falls on the ground as the cloud kill dissipates. The Slard is dead.
Ooh. Death Slard did what Death Slards do.
As the Death Slard drops, there is utter silence here. There is utter silence here with Henning barely hanging on for dear life. As that happens, the crowd erupts in cheers. Henning just made a death saving throw. We've got the Umber Hulk followed by you. What do you want to do? Do you have anything the Umber Hulk wants to do? Anything you want to do?
Umber Hulk is going to wail on this Death Slard.
As it's down.
As it's down.
Yeah. Excellent. Tearing it to shreds. Chomping into it. It is still pinned down by the hand as well. What are you doing as we come around to your turn? You see that the guards, there are more guards that are now lining the entire ring. There's now like 10 guards each side. You can see that the crowd are kind of cheering, throwing shit. Some of them look pissed off. Some of them look happy. The voice seems to be utterly lost for words as the Chancellor is kind of stroking his chin. What are you doing as Henning bleeds out?
As Henning bleeds out, Charles is just going to rush towards him. Rush towards him and, I guess, attempt to stabilize. Just see his friend on the ground, not knowing what's... You know, he's got gaping wounds, he's bleeding, his lungs have been filled with this poison.
Yeah.
I don't know what to focus on first.
Yeah.
I have no healing spells.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to attempt to stabilize him.
Okay, go ahead and make a medicine check for me.
Medicine is not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
This dice has been rolling well for me today.
Okay.
I'm going to try to... medicine. Plus 2 to medicine.
Yeah.
It's a natural one.
It's a natural one. As you press down on Henning,
I don't.
You unfortunately, as you press down, you hear something snap in him, and you pop a rib, and he starts to cough a little bit of blood.
Why?
As you essentially give him a death saving failure, that is going to bring us round to Henning.
Oh no, that's the worst possible thing.
Okay, Henning's looking bad.
Henning's
looking real bad. The Umber Hulk, what's the Umber Hulk doing? You can see the guards. The voice has kind of descended stairs to the front of the dome here with the Chancellor beside him. Very intimidating looking guards in kind of black uniforms with scythes on their backs, following the Chancellor.
And I'm sure there's a lot of discussion going on. I'm sure that the voice is talking as it's descending, but all I hear is this as I'm desperate to try to help my friend, even though I just cracked his rib and probably punctured his lung.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the problem when you do, you know, mouth to mouth. Sometimes you're going to crack a few ribs.
Yeah.
The Death Slard's going to continue to, like,
especially
pound
if you go hard
on this creature. And just, like, pummel it until it's just, like, head is, like, pushed into
absolutely
the dirt.
Destroyed. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to throw my arm back and shift the hand around, ready to grab the Umber Hulk if it looks like it's going to come at me, potentially.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going to try to stabilize again.
Okay, beautiful. Go ahead and give me a medicine check here.
Another dice this time around.
Here we go. I'll tell you right now, 2 death fails, 1 success.
Yep.
What is
it's
that?
It's a 9.
And
plus
your
2. 11.
Okay. With an 11, you manage to breathe life into Henning. And
yeah, I stop pushing down on the ribs and I start actually going the mouth to mouth.
He is unconscious but stable.
Oh.
As he lies there on the ground.
Oh.
The Umber Hulk starts to trot over and kind of sniffs at Henning. And as the side of the dome starts to ripple, the Umber Hulk immediately turns towards it and looks like it's going to run towards where the voice and the Chancellor are looking to push through. First thing that happens is the guards pour in from certain sections as the arcane veil, the curtain kind of opens and guards run in. The Umber Hulk immediately turns, growls, ready to kind of attack anyone. Are you doing anything in particular?
Well, we are not in a position to fight this. The hand is going to reach out and try to grab the Umber Hulk to steady it. I'm not going to try to do damage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want it to sort of come forward and try to hold it in place because we don't want to lose any more creatures.
Natural 20, the Umber Hulk breaks free.
Fuck. It just, not only it breaks through, it scatters it and I lose concentration.
The Umber Hulk is galloping towards the guards here. As the Umber Hulk is galloping towards the guards, you watch as the Chancellor waves his hand. As he waves his hand, the Umber Hulk, with a 2, seizes up. As the beast is held. As the monster's held, the Chancellor nods to Rufus and says,
"We have new champions. End this charade. I have servants of the Queen to speak to."
And kind of looks down at the two of you.
So did he say we have no champions or new champions?
New champions.
New champions. With one hand sort of firmly held onto, like, the lapel of my friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to subtle spell. At this, not at the voice, but at this other person.
The Chancellor?
The Chancellor. At the Chancellor. I'm going to subtle spell.
Okay.
Dissonant whispers. And I'm going to say into his mind, "Release us." And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
It's a 19 on the dice. As you do this, he whips around to you.
Subtle, so he doesn't necessarily know it was me.
He heard the voice.
Oh, he heard a voice.
And you said, "Release
us."
And you're the only one that's up right now.
I was hoping he would think there were more monsters.
He is intelligent.
Pretty smart. He seems pretty smart. Yeah.
Can I get you to make a... Let me double check. Sorry.
It still takes half damage.
Excellent.
So fuck him.
Yeah. Okay.
So still takes half damage.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So he takes half of 15, so he takes 7 points of psychic damage.
He looks at you.
It's like a slight sting to the back of his head.
Kind of tilts his head, and you hear this screaming in your head. Can you go ahead and make an intelligence saving throw for me?
Oh, I can certainly try. Intelligence saving throw.
Yes, please.
Eighteen.
That will save.
Okay.
I want you to please take 5, 10, 15, 20. 10, 20, 25. 30 points of psychic damage halved to 15.
Ooh.
He is going to step towards you and just gesture. And these two guards in sleek black armor, almost like Neo's, like leather coats on them, they are going to dart forward and they are going to just... he says... Hold him. And they are just going to try and grapple you.
Yeah,
and
I don't resist.
Okay.
I just
grapple you.
I see that we're no match. I just grasp the lapel tighter and just brace for a tackle, essentially.
As you're grabbed, he kind of holds you by your chin, steps in, holds you by your chin, looks down at Henning and says,
I've never had much affinity for trappers. But you may have some use yet. Put them on the caravan to Oya. They'll see the queen in a few days.
And he is just gonna roughly let go of your chin, turn to Rufus and say,
Keep the Umber Hulk.
And just kind of walks out with his troop as the guards drag you and your brother out, your brother in arms out.
Yeah.
As you're dragged out, what do we hear Rufus saying as these two are dragged out of the ring?
I think Rufus is calming down the crowd because they're all saying, no, they won, and people are arguing about money.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And Rufus is like, we will get it all sorted, don't you worry. Refunds will, of course, be not issued. There are no refunds. house always wins. Please, for your own safety, stay seated and be prepared for the next entertainment to follow. But he's like, and just once more, though, a hand for our trappers who defied the odds and both survived.
There are...
sort of peters off.
A litter of bodies left as the Umber Hulk turns and kind of whinnies a little bit and starts to gallop towards Henning and is restrained, kind of held back by guards, zapped with kind of shock sticks, arcane shock sticks, and kind of held into submission as you leave. You are dragged from the Colosseum here down into a corridor, into what looks to be a almost like a dressing room. You're kind of thrown in. There are stone benches. There are kind of wooden cupboards and things here. And as you're thrown in there, the two guards stand at the door. Henning is still unconscious, but breathing. The Chancellor steps in behind and says,
Charles Midscar, correct?
Aye.
And this is Henning Dilpin.
Aye.
We've been watching you for some time.
Oh, have you? Well, I feel at a disadvantage, because I don't know who you are.
I am the Chancellor, the advisor to the Queen, the right hand of Queen Banrian.
Not good enough to have your own name, though.
We don't deal in names where I'm from. We deal in titles.
Oh, okay.
So?
Well, then you can call me and my battle brother here.
Trapper.
Oh, the Trappers.
Nods. Says, well, Trapper, I have a business... opportunity for you.
Why? I'm listening.
You would submit to the will of the Queen. You would have protection. You would have free reign. But we are sending an armada to Bokht, the feral island of Bokht. The creatures there are untamed, and we could use some monster hunters of your expertise. Whatever you find there, you keep.
So this was a test. So you weren't really fighting us to the death against each other. You were testing us.
Oh, no.
Sort of raises an eyebrow.
If you died, you would have failed the test. If one of you had died, the other would have passed. I don't need both of you, but I can see how both of you would be beneficial. There will be no pay. Your lives will be spared. You will be given supplies, charter on a ship, sent straight to Bokht. Their defenses are down and the Feral Nation will fall. What say you?
I sort of look down at Henning and I go, Henning was always, more about the monsters than the people. I'll say yes for us both, provided we both shall live. And I want your word, and I want it in writing, because I don't trust you as far as I could throw you, and believe me, I reckon I could throw you pretty far. He sort of looks down at Henning again and sort of notices he's just like ragged kind of breathing. But that's a deal.
The Chancellor holds out a very, very delicate drow hand for you to shake.
Charles kind of looks at him briefly and then spits into his hand and then just grasps at the wrist of the Chancellor so that his hand is on my wrist.
Make a real quick dexterity check.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Looking not great.
Plus two, so 13.
13, yeah. Yeah. You grip his arm. You feel him try to cast a spell, but you kind of grab him beforehand.
He's trying to prestidigitate.
Yeah, absolutely. As you grab him, he kind
I'm
of
used to that.
Kind
used
of that, winces, that. Winces a little bit and just kind of nods curtly and says,
"You'll be on the first caravan to Oyo. You are not to stray. You are to behave. And you are to listen and follow orders. Understood?"
Understood.
Well, a pleasure meeting you, Trapper.
Wish I could say the same for you, Chancellor, but certainly a meeting nonetheless.
We'll be watching you.
I am sure you will.
Steps out and the two guards step out as well and you hear the telltale signs of a teleport.
And as he goes, I just use my cloak to actually wipe my wrist where his hand was.
And as you look down at the unconscious Henning,
I sort of kneel back down beside him and just pat him on the shoulder and be like, "What can I say, buddy? You were right." I sort of shake him a little bit to see if he's conscious. Okay, good, yeah. You were right.
And that's where we're going to leave our extraordinary three-part battle.
Snap.
Tim Attico, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, not just in the game, but also on your couch for the last few days.
Anytime.
I'm going to hold you to that. It's in the internet now.
Yes,
so
we have proof.
We have proof.
Thank you very much. We'll see you all soon.
Ciao for now. Theater of the Mind Flip.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.